And welcome everybody to Troop Talk Radio and the Captain's America here on the Captain's America radio show and network. And we're speaking today live to Kabul, Afghanistan, to Major Juan Corrigan. Now, he's from Starksville, Mississippi. He's with the JACA 184th ESC Task Force Spotlight. Major Corrigan, thank you very much for being on the program today, and welcome. And please say hello to everybody and anybody who might be listening.
Well, thank you very much. I want to say hello to my family in Starkville, Mississippi, and all my friends.
All right. That's a good way to start out. And, Major, tell us what it is you do for the military over there in Kabul, please.
I'm an intelligence officer for the 184th, and right now I'm just assisting Task Force Spotlight here in Kabul.
Okay. And are you working primarily with U.S. forces, or is it a joint effort with NATO and the Afghan troops?
Well, basically U.S. forces, but sometimes you integrate with other forces.
Okay. Now, how long have you been in country, Major?
Actually, since early October.
Okay. So you've got a real good idea of what's going on there. And, of course, our intelligence is pretty good from what we're seeing and what we're hearing. And General David Petraeus releases a weekly report called the General's Report, which a lot of us watch and look for. I saw the most recent one in the American Legion magazine, and the reports coming out of Afghanistan are much better than what we're being led to believe. Is that not correct, sir?
That's correct.
And that's a good thing. That talks about the good job that you're doing in intelligence and our forces are doing, and it also tells me, sir, that the Afghan forces are standing up. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right. Now, a question for you, Major Corrigan, and folks, we're speaking with Major Juan Corrigan live today in Kabul, Afghanistan, his hometown, Starkville, Mississippi. I believe that's where the University of Mississippi, old Rebels, play, is it not?
No, quite opposite. It's Mississippi State University.
Okay, Mississippi State. Well, right church, wrong pew, right, Major?
Yeah, that's really our rival, but that's okay.
Okay, well, not to mention the Gators. I'm a Gator dad several years removed, but we've got the Gators here in Gainesville, so great rivals and great football games and every other sporting event you can think of. But, Major, give us an idea of what an intelligence officer's day is like. About what time do you rise and shine, and about what time do you pack it in?
Well, it's long hours. Basically, you have to be there before 8 o'clock, and you work about 12 to 14 hours, sometimes 16 hours, because you gather a lot of information, and you just distribute it to the higher officials to tell them what's going on, and then that way they can make decisions.
Okay, now, the biggest change that you had to make from going from the States over there to Afghanistan was what, besides the time factor? I mean, what was the biggest adjustment for you, sir?
Well, there's several factors. You could say the time factor, but also the atmosphere itself. It was very dry where I went to Kandahar. It was very hot. And then, of course, the food, even though, you know, they give us good food and stuff, it takes adjustment. Drinking a lot of water and just the psychological part of it. So it takes a little bit to get used to it.
Now, when we talk about the food, the Army obviously moves the military in general on their stomach. We always hear about the Navy guys praising about the food that they have aboard ship. That doesn't hold true a lot for the military, especially when they're out in the field. But I have been told that there's some pretty good chow in this man's military today. Is there any truth to that, sir?
No, there is. There is. I've been very surprised. They've got actually people cooking there for you in the morning and throughout the day, and it's like I said, in some FOBs they have 24-hour services, so they've done a good job.
Now, your outfit working with Task Force Spotlight, there's different task forces in Afghanistan, obviously. Give us an idea of what Task Force Spotlight is doing, if you will, what you can tell us about the unit.
Well, I can tell you just a little bit about it because I don't know if I can go into it.
Right.
But basically, they're there just to oversee what private security companies do or are doing.
Okay. And we're talking about groups perhaps like Blackwater and Kellogg Brown and Root, that group? Is that what you're referring to, sir?
Something like that.
Okay. All right. Very good. And I do know that I've got a couple of friends that worked as firefighters in Iraq that went to work for Kellogg Brown and Root, and they loved it. They got to teach the Afghanis how to operate brand new fire equipment that they were getting, and replace the antiquated equipment they had. And they told me they had a great time. They'd go back and do it again. And folks, we're speaking with Major Juan Corrigan, his hometown, Starkville, Mississippi, home of the Mississippi State University. And
that's
he's
right.
Calling us live from Kabul, Afghanistan. And Major Corrigan, how long have you been in the military, sir?
I'm in the National Guard, and I've been in it. It's going to be 23 years in May.
Well, then you are definitely what we would call a career officer, and my compliments are off to you, sir. I wished I could have stayed in, but due to injuries that I suffered, they told me that I wouldn't be able to. But I proved them wrong. I wound up going in the fire service and maintained a 25-year career there. So, you know, I feel pretty good about that. But my son, sir, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Bruce, who is just about to leave Afghanistan from Camp Leatherneck, he's just finished his third tour there with his unit. And he's been telling me some good things, as well as members of the Marines in general. We've spoken with Air Force, people like yourself, also spoken to a couple of Navy corpsmen, a doctor, a nurse, telling us about how things are going over there. And again, I get a completely different story hearing it from the mouths of the military serving than what we do reading in the paper, and that's a good thing.
That's right. It is a good thing.
Now, Major, one of our listeners listening today wanted to send something to the 184th ESC there in Kabul, what is it that you guys and gals over there would really like to get from home that we could send you that makes sense instead of some of the stuff you might be getting?
Well, actually, what I would say most people would want is some news from home, like newspapers from our hometowns. That would be great.
Okay, so anybody that's listening, especially our listeners in Mississippi, and we do have a listening audience over there, I would suggest that you get some of those local hometown newspapers together and send them over there. By the way, if you want to contact us at the Captain's America Radio Show at gmail.com, we can put you in contact with the DOD, and we can put you in contact with Major Juan Corrigan's unit and have those papers go right to you. So, Major, we'd be happy to do that for you.
Thank you.
Now, I have been told that there is one big nemesis when it comes to food over there, and it's called the 24/7 dessert bar.
That is true. That is true. They have great, great dessert.
Sometimes you'd rather eat the dessert than the meal, though, right?
Yeah, at times.
Okay. And in your spare time, Major Corrigan, what is it that you choose to do in your spare time?
Well, I'm an exercise buff, so I usually go to the gym or run, but I tend to also write a lot, and I've taken up this little hobby of making bracelets through parachute cord. So I've done that as well.
Now, I'm familiar with what you're talking about because we have a group here called Camp Better America, which works with the disabled and returning veterans and gives them an opportunity to go off on some of these weekend stints with their families where they might not otherwise have an opportunity, and they make bracelets out of the same material. So maybe you might want to hook yourself up with CampBetterAmerica.org, and right away you'd have something in common with them, sir.
That would be good. I'll check up on that.
Very good. Now, Major Juan Corrigan, I want to give you one last opportunity here to say hello, goodbye to everybody and anybody that's listening, keeping in mind we do have an audience there in your backyard. So go right ahead, sir.
Again, I want to say hello to my wife, Trish Corrigan, my son, Juan Diego, and Gabriel, my mother, Maria Elba, and all my friends there in New Albany, Mississippi as well, Tupelo, Jackson, basically all over. Everything's going good here, and I really miss my state, Mississippi.
Well, and Major, we wish you very well, and we hope you get to come home soon. And we also want to wish you our best wishes from America and all the patriots over here. We appreciate your service to America, sir. And a fire department terminology for you to think about, stay low.
I will. I'll stay low.
All right, folks, the Captain's America Radio Show and Troop Talk Radio roll on right after this. Don't go anywhere.